Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
The living dictionary, her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh girl, happy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up from the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words eliminate and entire.
Just another quiet day in the city. A little too quiet, if you ask me.
Hey, Butcher, what's in the sack? Money?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked. But I just robbed the National Bank. So if it ain't full of money, I'm gonna write them an angry letter. Why do you ask?
Why do you think I'm asking?
Because your name is Miss Question and you always ask questions?
What if I told you I have a secret plan to eliminate Word Girl?
I guess I would say I'd like to hear your plan. Then I'd ask if you could tell me what the word eliminate means.
Who does he think I am, Word Girl? Instead, how about if I do this?
Whoa! Where am I? Why do I smell like sausage? Kinda like it. Taxi!
Going somewhere?
Miss Question. Yeah, I just robbed a jewelry store and I'm trying to catch a taxi cab before Word Girl catches me.
Wanna hear my secret plan to eliminate Word Girl forever?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Instead, how about if I do this?
What's going on? And why is my hand so big?
Hey, high five!
Freedom! But what is freedom, really? I mean, are any of us really, truly free, man? Ooh, when did I get so philosophical? Hi, everyone. Why are we all in this net?
Are you ready to hear my brilliant plan to eliminate Word Girl? First, if I eliminate all the villains in town, doesn't that mean Word Girl will have no crime to fight? And if Word Girl has no crime to fight, won't she have nothing to do? And if Word Girl has nothing to do, won't she leave this town and go somewhere else to fight crime?
Not necessarily.
Who's doubting my brilliant plan? Isn't this the greatest plan ever?
Later at the city prison.
Oh, the nervous wreck. Every single villain is missing. Oh, it's preposterous.
Miss Question thought since I was the district attorney, I might like to know that she eliminated the entire city of all its villains.
Entire city? That? I've never heard of entire city. Do they have good fishing there? Maybe that's where I'll take my next vacation.
Ahem, allow me, Warden. Entire isn't a city. Entire means all or the whole thing. So when my mother, Mrs. Botsford, says entire city, she means the whole city.
Why, thank you, Word Girl. Thank you for that wonderful definition.
But Miss Question is wrong about eliminating all the villains because she's still in the city, and she is definitely a villain.
I agree. In fact, I'm so sure that Miss Question is still a villain that I'll eat my hat if she so much as walks through that door.
Were you talking about me?
Oh, well, look at that. She showed.
You don't really have to eat your hat. We won't hold you to it.
No, it's my word. And a man is only as good as his word. Besides, I've learned to bring a spare.
So, Miss Question, we were just wondering why you eliminated the entire villain population.
Wouldn't it be nice to live in a city where there was no crime at all?
Oh, yes, definitely. But I don't like crime one bit.
A And don't you think that a city without villains and crime would give everyone more time to do what they want?
Now, if I
with no villains around to prosecute, I might finally have time to write that crime novel I've always dreamed about writing.
And I'd have more time for fishing. Ah, fishing. It calms me down and makes me the mellow guy that stands before you.
What about you, Word Girl? Will we even need Word Girl in this town if she doesn't have villains to chase?
I guess we wouldn't. What do you think, Warden?
I don't know. No one's ever eliminated all the villains before.
And don't you think there might be other cities with villains that might need assistance from Word Girl?
Hey, she might be right.
It does seem selfish to keep her all to ourselves if there's no crime.
Okay, you guys, but
do you need help packing, Word Girl?
After several days with no crime and no villains to stop, things are pretty slow for Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face.
With all the villains eliminated, there really isn't much for us to do.
Still here, even though there's no crime to stop?
Yes, but I now see that you were right. I never thought this day would come, but I guess there's no need for us here. Tomorrow, we will leave town and go someplace where we're needed. I'm sad too, Huggy, but crime has been eliminated. They just don't need us anymore.
The next day, the entire town gathers to say goodbye to Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face.
Saying goodbye to the citizens of this fair city is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
We love you, Word Girl!
We love you, Word Girl!
We love you, Word Girl!
And I love you. I love you all. You know, I may be leaving, but I take with me some great memories. Like the time Chuck the Evil
Sandwich... We'll miss you, Word Girl!
And you too, Captain Huggy Face!
And I'll never forget the countless battles. And Captain Huggy Face and I will miss you all!
Later, in a town free of crime and crime fighters...
Don't you miss Word Girl?
Oh, I sure do. In fact, I'm dedicating my novel to her. It's called Dictionary Girl and the Case of the Missing Unicorn.
You know, I'm gonna catch a fish and name it after Word Girl. What I throw back, not what I plan on eating.
I forgot what I was doing. Are we going fishing?
I'm sorry, have we met?
Now that I have eliminated all the villains and Word Girl, can anyone stop me from going on my biggest crime spree ever?
I think we might be in trouble, but I'm not really sure.
Why do I keep wanting to eat my hat?
So, this is our first walk being private citizens. Yeah, I don't like it much either. But now that Miss Question thinks Word Girl is gone, it won't be long before she goes back to her evil ways. Mom, Warden, what happened?
I don't really know.
Do you think Miss Question may have fooled us? Oh, I'm still asking questions.
I think she's still a villain.
And now we don't have Word Girl to stop her.
Come on, Bob. Let's go look for Word Girl. Maybe she hasn't left yet. Word up! Leave and let you have the entire city to yourself?
Are you through asking questions?
Just one more. Did you really think I believed you were no longer a villain? I mean, come on.
Well, don't you think if I eliminated all the villains, I can eliminate you?
Oh, what's going on? I think I'm confused, but I'm not sure.
Is it okay if I don't stay around and chat?
Come on, we are super villains. A question, Miss Question. Did you really think we wouldn't find our way back?
Are you laughing at me?
Oh, yeah. We're only laughing at you because your plan was so bad.
Well, what are you going to do now?
You, Miss Question, violated one of the major rules of the villain code. Never trick your fellow villains. So now you are gonna pay for it.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Chicken wing, please!
Butcher, give me some sausage!
Yeah, there you go, Word Girl!
Captain Huggy Face, execute plan 323! Well, Miss Question, it looks like you're going to jail.
Yeah, that's what you get for trying to illuminate all of us. High five!
The word is eliminate, not illuminate. Eliminate means to remove something or get rid of it. In this case, Miss Question's plan was to eliminate all the villains so I would go to another town and she could take over as the only villain here. But as you can see, her plan had a lot of problems in it.
The entire plan was flawed.
Brother, you're not kidding.
Haven't we already been through this?
Paddy wagon!
Hey, not bad.
Bye, Miss Question. Have fun in jail.
Next day,
I know the entire town joins me in welcoming back Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face.
Hey, she's back!
Thank you, Mrs. Botsford, Warden, and thanks to everyone. Crime or no crime, I would never want to live in another city.
And so, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face and the villains are back. The city is safe, and I have something to narrate so they can't eliminate my job. I must confess, this entire episode has really been exciting for me. So let's be sure to tune in for the next thrilling adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is perspire. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Tommy!
Perspire means to sweat, like everyone in those clips was doing.
That is correct! Huggy, show him what he's... Are you okay? Can't you find a better time to train for your unicycle race? Oh, Huggy, did you break the air conditioner?
Are you gonna tell me what I've won?
Fine. Here's hoping it's a replacement air conditioner. Huggy, are you ready to show him the prize? Okay. Tommy, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl absurdly large launch round. Don't worry, folks. He's fine. Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words vessel and publish. It's another thrilling morning in the city as Becky, Bob, and Scoops wait in line to ride the newest attraction at the theme park.
I'm glad you could come along while I review the Buccaneers of the Baltics ride, Becky. If the Big City Times newspaper likes my article, they may even publish it in their annual review of local pirate-themed attractions.
Wow, getting an article published in the newspaper would be so fantastic, Scoops.
Yeah, the key to good reporting is to write the story without any opinions ahead of time about whether something is good or bad.
Yeah.
Wow, just look at that flag over there. Is that a skull and a crossbones? Fantastic.
Maybe you shouldn't get so carried.
Whoa, how about these line dividers? Is that real felt? Talk about fancy.
Weren't you just saying reporters shouldn't have any opinions before they...
Gift shop that way? Huh, they really thought of everything. I'm gonna go check it out. Wow. Hey, excuse me, sir. We've been waiting in line for 2 hours. There's no cutting allowed.
I know ye are eager to get into this ride, but first, did I ever tell ye about the time I found a clam that looked just like me Uncle Bill? Well, if you knew him, you'd assume it would be a Razor Clan. But in fact,
it's Captain Tangent. We better be on alert. They can do some serious damage with that magnetic hook. Excuse me, we've been waiting in line for a really long time. Will you please let us through and go tell your stories to the people who aren't at the front of the line?
Sorry, Lassie, that won't be possible. For I'm a taking over this here vessel and all the treasure inside. Fine job ye've done, and ye be giving me an idea. And with me own pirate crew, I'd be able to loot and pillage till me heart's content. You two stay behind for the good of your captain. Your sacrifice won't be forgotten. Away, Oscar. Let's go find some worthy swashbucklers.
Okay.
Wow, what a story! Now all I need is a great interview. Word girl, where do you think Captain Tangent will strike next?
Well, Scoops, I'd like to follow him and bring him to justice. If someone could just get me out of here.
Great idea, Word Girl. I'll follow him. Maybe he'd even let me join his crew. That would be a great story. Intrepid reporter Todd Ming gets the inside scoop on Captain Tangent. This is definitely a four exclamation point story.
No, brother.
Later that day, Captain Tangent is... Well, he's doing what he usually does.
And that's why I'll never again loan money to a giant squid.
Weren't you supposed to be assembling your crew?
Blimey, Oscar. You're right. Ahoy! Which of ye scallywags would like to become a part of a fearsome pirate crew?
Hey, buddy. What's with the outfit?
Why, what's wrong with it? I mean, I be Captain Tangent, the fiercest pirate ever to sail the
sea. Not interested.
Ahoy. If you could just slow down, I'd tell you about me plans to make us rich beyond our wild... Please. Please. Hey, there's an old salt who looks ready to board a worthy vessel and sail the seven seas. Ahoy there. Hard candy? A terrifying pirate has no need for a fistful of sugary grub. Be that red one cherry or strawberry? Cherry, yes! I mean, I'll find me a pirate crew if 'tis the last thing I do.
Later that day, Captain Tangent has somehow managed to assemble a pirate crew.
And now ye finally understand the difference between flapjacks and pancakes. Okay, have ye any questions?
I've got a question. How'd you like a little help from a fellow buccaneer?
Avast, who goes there?
It is I, Scoops No Beard Ming. Shiver me timbers, etc.
But how did ye find us?
I saw the giant sign. Captain Tangent, secret pirate meeting, keep out.
Ah, well played, matey. I like the cut of your jib.
Right back at ya. I promise you, I am a real pirate, and I am eager to join your crew.
Okay, you're in.
Yes! I mean, yar!
Now, let me tell ye the story of the time I whittled me own toothpick. One time, while I was walking in the woods, I happened to come across a rotting tree. Or was it a fallen branch? No, t'was a tree. Wait, maybe it was a log.
Later that day, Captain Tangent puts his new crew to the test.
Ooh. So if you ever see a leprechaun playing a banjo, steer clear. Yar, looking at ye, I know ye're disappointed that our last missions weren't as successful as we'd like. But I've got a new plan that I know will work. There's a large vessel coming into the harbor later today. We'll go down there, take her over, and make off with the precious cargo she's sure to be carrying.
Oh, man, this story is sure to get me published in the Big City Times.
Published? What are you talking about?
Quiet, Oscar. I'm about to tell ye all about the history of the boomerang. 'Twas the Aborigines of Australia who first developed the weapon.
Moments later...
Becky!
Whoa, hey, Scoops.
I did it. I got into Captain Tangent's gang. And get this, he's planning to go down to the harbor and rob a vessel, whatever that is.
A vessel is a large ship.
Well, that certainly explains why he told me to bring these. He's very concerned about his crew's safety. Oh, this is going to be the best article ever published!
Congratulations, Scoops.
Well, I gotta go. I need to practice my pirate speak. How's this? Park the car in Harvard Yard! Arg.
Later that day at the harbor...
Gangway! Whoa! Ahoy there. I be Captain Tangent, and I'm taking over this here vessel and all of her precious cargo.
I don't think so.
Word girl, get her! I said get her! Get her. Right there. Do you see where I'm pointing?
Wow, word girl and a bunch of cute dogs? This is the best day ever.
Fine, I'll do it myself. Take that, weird lassie. Har, har, har.
What a story! The Big City Times is definitely going to publish this article.
Publish? Does that mean this story's going to be in the newspaper?
Well, publish means to print something in a book, magazine, or newspaper. In this case, the story will be published in the city's biggest newspaper, so yes!
I'm assuming you're going to need photos. Be sure to get my good side.
And be sure to tell the tale of the great pirate, Captain Tangent.
Great pirate? I don't know if a great pirate would try to rob a vessel full of old tennis balls.
Arg. I really should do me research before plotting out me evil plans.
They did it! They did it! They published my article in the Big City Times! Here, read aloud.
Let's see. Local sports teams having decent seasons.
No. Below that.
City council to vote on zoning code.
No, below that.
A word girl saves the day.
Below that.
A word girl saves another day.
A little lower.
Fearless reporter poses as pirate.
Ha-ha, that's the one.
I kind of thought it might be about Captain Tangent's evil plan, or how that plan was foiled by Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face.
Yeah, this story seemed more interesting.
Okay. Reporter Scoops Ming is the bravest reporter in all the land. It is not easy to be so brave.
And so once again, our heroes save the day, and Scoops gets his story published in the Big City Times. While I head down to the harbor to watch the vessels come in, please be sure to watch the next swashbuckling episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome,
and this is the bonus round of
May I Have a Word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Tommy, you correctly defined the word perspire. Are you ready to play the bonus round?
Let's do it.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for perspire. Shot, Tommy.
I'm going to go with number three. The DJ in that picture was really perspiring. He was sweating almost as much as you are now.
Tommy, you are our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. Official Word Girl Frozen Treats. See you next time on
May I Have a Word.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!